time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Hey there, Lulu.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from Neville Fogarty of Newport News, Virginia. I asked, what common seven-letter verb is made up of three consecutive musical notes in order? And the answer is deflate, which consists of D, E-flat, and E.
And we received 1,039 correct responses, and the winner is Brett Campbell of Portland, Oregon. Congratulations, and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Lulu. Howdy, Will.
Hey.
It is a very fitting thing that you won, because I understand you write about arts and music.
I do. I'm an editor at Oregon Arts Watch. We cover the arts in Oregon, and I write mostly about music, which came in handy in solving this puzzle.
Indeed. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am. I'm in a great mood. It's my mom's 97th birthday, November 1st.
Oh,
very happy. Well, happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom. All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Brett, and happy birthday, Mom. Now, every answer today is a well-known U.S. city or town that has a two-word name. I'm going to give you rhymes for the respective parts. You name the places. For example, if I said Lodge Kitty, Kansas, you would say Dodge City. Number one is Short Girth, Texas.
Fort Worth.
That's it. Number two is Wrong Peach, California.
Long Beach.
Uh-huh. Maybe you don't need these states. Let's try Brittle Lock.
Maybe I do need the state.
It's Arkansas.
Little Rock.
Little Rock is it. Rolling Scene. It's both Kentucky and Ohio.
Bowling Green.
Bowling Green is it. Paintball.
Okay.
And it's in Minnesota.
Oh, St. Paul.
That's it. Gun Rally, Idaho.
Sun Valley.
That's it. Band Storks, North Dakota.
Grand Forks.
Uh-huh. Heavy Trace, Maryland.
Chevy Chase.
That's it. Quaker Sites, Ohio.
Shaker Heights.
Uh-huh. Mouth Trend, Indiana.
South Bend.
That's it. Milk's Dairy, Pennsylvania.
Wilkes-Barre.
That's good. And a lot of people pronounce it Wilkes-Barre or Wilkes-Barre, but my old friend from there said Wilkes-Barre, so that's what I went with. How about Tan Barber, Michigan?
Ooh, is Grand Harbor, something like that?
It's not Harbor, no. Tan Barber, Michigan.
Oh, Ann Arbor, of course.
Ann Arbor. All you have to do is drop the consonants there. How about Moral Fables, Florida?
Coral Gables.
That's it. And your last one is New Walls, South Dakota.
Sioux Falls.
Sioux Falls. Nice job.
Thank you.
You did great. How do you feel?
I feel great. My geographer friend will be proud of me.
You did really well. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. And you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Brett, which member station do you listen to?
Oregon Public Broadcasting.
Brett Campbell of Portland, Oregon. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Lulu, thanks, Will. Go out and vote, everybody, if you haven't already.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it's a spinoff of today's on-air puzzle. Name a well-known U.S. city in two words, 5-3. Change the first letter of the second word to name a popular rock group. Who is it? So again, well-known U.S. city in two words, five letters in the first word, three letters in the last. Change the first letter of the second word to name a popular rock group. What group is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, November 5th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.